Hello, Anne Jones here with an off-track special nature snack that you can only find if you're a subscriber to the podcast. Now, you might know that the first couple of weeks of February 2018, we've got a special project for the ABC going on where we're streaming the daily life of Brisbane's native animals direct to the internet. You can see birds, reptiles, and even gliding mammals. abc.net.au/wildoz. And while we're on the topic of gliding, It's in the evening and I'm in a patch of forest on the outskirts of Brisbane. In the distance, a male cane toad is calling and the air is full of insect noises. I'm here with Matt Cecil from the Queensland Glider Network and we're looking for one of the fluffiest and most enigmatic animals in Australia. The greater glider, a flying possum the size of a small Jack Russell. Now, apart from koalas, which are in this reserve too, by the way, greater gliders are the only other mammals that survives almost purely on the leaves of eucalyptus. And the areas around Brisbane actually have a stunning diversity of gliding mammals.
I would suggest that Greater Brisbane has five of the six that we have in the country. So the only one we don't have is the mahogany glider, which is quite isolated to a very small population in North Queensland. So we have feather tails, we have our sugar gliders, we have our squirrel gliders, our greater gliders and our yellow-belly gliders, all within the Greater Brisbane region.
Gliders only come out at night, and that means that we're in a breezeless forest with headlamps just after dark.
The first sign for greater glider is eye shine. Their species' eyes light up like jewels. It's quite incredible. And so they're really quite easy to spot because of that. Even if the centre of our light beam is not shining directly on them, their eyes still light up. They just reflect so much light. So we just have to walk around, point our torches up into the canopy and just keep an eye out for that reflective eye shine.
They're like the colour of chocolate.
All spotted. It's striking. It's fluffy, it's got fluffy big ears, really bright eyes, and a long, fluffy tail, and it sounds strange to use that word fluffy, but there's no other way to do it. They're just a brush-tailed possum-sized fluff ball with big ears and a huge long tail.
Oh, they must be big when they're stripped out.
Yeah, they're good size. And the tail is just so long.
Through the Queensland Glider Network, we do a lot of work with nest boxes. We find the nest boxes are a pretty fantastic way to replicate natural hollows and give hollow-dependent species a home where it might be lacking. So we put nest boxes up in various bushland reserves just to try and boost the opportunity for hollow-dependent species to be able to survive.
Wow, I can't believe I've seen a single glider.
I think it's important that we understand the requirement for our native species and our hollow-dependent species to have tree hollows and have those resources. Not everybody can put a tree hollow up. And nest boxes, they're not a save-all. The retention of large hollow-bearing trees in large tracts of connected native bushland is terribly important, and we can't underestimate the requirement to protect that into the future for the benefit of these species.
Matt Cecil is from the Queensland Glider Network, and I've put a link at the Off Track website, abc.net.au